Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is your story involving a car? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Travis. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Doing well, man.
Wonderful. See, I got a fun little one for you. Speeding story. I was headed down years ago driving westbound on I-90, and it was a wide open lanes, nobody on the highway. I had a friend of mine and my younger brother in the back seat. And I decided I was going to have a little bit of fun. There was nobody on the road. And so I started flooring it. And at some point, I got up to about 130 going down I-90 in those twisted corners. So I was going straight down the corner, crisscrossing opposite traffic and back. Very stupid thing to be doing at a younger age. Made bad choices like that.
No, but that's the only age you're going to do. It's a stupid choice when you're 15 to do it. When you're young, still a stupid choice, but people say, yeah, okay, I understand.
Yeah, it's, I was driving a Passat, a Volkswagen Passat turbocharged, so having a lot of fun with that for sure.
Oh, hang on.
He tried.
Once again, bedroom colors, here are the
seven not wrong.
You can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
Who hasn't grabbed one of the OS handles?
Yeah.
That's right. So he was sitting in the middle. No, he was sitting in the middle seat, holding on to both of them, swinging back and forth, cheering me on, go faster, go faster. Well, lo and behold, of course, as expected, a bunch of big blue lights lighting up way behind me. And so, yeah, as you expect, you know, you're doing something stupid, you're going to get the repercussions. So I get pulled over by a stater. And that stater comes up to me, and he looks at me, and as I know, he's got to be the one that tags you. He walks up to the window, and he goes, "Do you understand how fast you were just going?" And I look at him, and I go, "I don't know, sir. How fast was I going?" And he goes, "Well, I clocked you at 90 miles an hour," and I started laughing.
Cool!
And yeah, he clocked me at night. I was going 130. When he caught up to me, I was slowing down, and he got me at 90 and a 70. And so I start laughing. He's like, "You think this is funny?" And I'm like, "No, sir. But if you would have caught me a couple seconds ago, I'd have been going to jail because I was going 130.
No.
And so right then, of course, my sibling is like in the back seat, slapped my arm. "What are you doing? Don't say that." And I was like, "Well, there's nothing you can do about it." And it turns out that an airplane above tagged my speed and sent him after me. So he was uber upset that I knew I was going way faster than he tagged me, and he couldn't do anything about it because he wasn't the one that tagged me doing that. He could only get me for going 90.
And you didn't even pull me over for all the cocaine in my trunk.
That's right. And the dead body.
Well, we might or might not have been indulging in some greenery, but he didn't notice that, so.
Okay. All right.
I would just assume that someone that's driving that fast is not stoned on weed.
No.
Like most people, if they're going like 15 miles an hour, like, hey, bro, come on.
How old was he again, though?
I don't remember, but I'm guessing 18, 19.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, again, like we were talking about a different thing, but like at that age, like it's just hard to tell kids, like, stop it.
Right.
I was talking to another coworker today. His son got into
some stuff.
Yeah, and I was just like, I'm not excusing it, but I could see how they did it. They're 60-year-old boys.
Well, that's exactly it, right? And because, like, it's school, right? You'll get some email about, oh, this happened. I'm like, it's a classroom full of 13-year-old boys. And again, we're not excusing it, but tell me you're not shocked. Anyway,
right.
That's all I'm going to ask. Like, are you blown away about this behavior?
They're going to do bad things.
Yeah, not even bad. They're not bad. Just stupid.
Right.
Like, in 3 years, they'll start doing bad stuff. Right now, they're just doing stupid stuff. I'm like, well, yeah.
Dude, I remember putting a hole. Well, Bernie did. My dad's in our living room.
Still shifting the blame.
Yeah. But I remember my dad came in. He goes, why is there a hole in the wall? And I said, well, we were doing goal line stances in the living room. And I remember him just looking at me like, why were you doing goal line stances in the living room?
Right.
And as a 44-year-old adult man, like he's right.
Yeah.
But at the time, it was
just
like,
wanted to know why.
This is fun.
My father, a lot of times, just whatever it is. And he would just ask me point blank, because it's the same thing. You give your response, and there's like a five Mississippi beat, but they're just looking at you. They're not quite disappointed. They're not even quite angry. They're not happy. But the words just come out. He's like, Stephen, are you stupid? I'm like, well, I don't think I am. He's like, I think you are. It's like, you don't always act stupid, but like, if this thing happened based on the reason you're telling me, like, that is stupid.
Do you know what he's thinking when he's looking at you with that 5 seconds he doesn't talk?
What's that?
I have a pretty good idea. He's thinking, you are my wife. This is his mother's child.
That does happen, and you can't say, like, something will happen. Because you do take after your parents, and you know,
like, both my kids, I could go like, this is your mom.
Yep.
You are your mom right now.
I understand.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that their mother looked at them many times and said, you are your dad right now.
Well, no, because the difference between me and my wife is, right, you take this thing on, obviously it's derivative of her, and just kind of, all right, man, deal with the situation. My wife, she'll deal with one of the kids, whatever the situation is, and she'll immediately walk up to me and just say, they get this from you. You know, and I'm like, I know.
I know they get this, but
I am not responsible for their decision. But you're right that I'm clearly the father of this child because the decision he made was very, very
stupid.
Dude,
my sister-in-law blames me for my nephew sometimes.
What?
Yeah, she's like, he's like you. He gets into stuff, and I don't know how he's doing it, right? Because he met some kid, the dad's the CEO of Sargento. So they fly to all these games and stuff. She's just like, I don't know. And then they went to visit him once, and he stays out the night before. He's pledging some fraternity. Either way, he comes home hammered, right? So my brother and my sister-in-law are pissed, right? It's like orientation weekend. He's not even a student yet. And then they're sitting at this table. She's going to have lunch with everybody. And here comes the group leader, and they're still pissed, right? Like, we're going to kill him. And she's just like, CJ is the greatest. He participated in everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? She's just like, he gets that from you. He just talks to people.
That's right.
I'm like, all right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
What's your story involving a car? 206-803.
It's always somebody. When they're bad, it's either the other parents or somebody else is in the family.
Well, you always know what kind of news you're going to get based on how your spouse says it. So if it's, do you know what my daughter did today? Well, if it's your daughter, she did something great. If I hear, do you know what your daughter did today? Then she did something bad. And I do the same thing. I'm guilty of it.
Yeah.
You might want to talk to your son. That means I'm done. I can't deal with it anymore.
And parents do it, too.
What do you mean?
I remember getting in trouble once for something, and my mom was like, you're not expected out of your sister. I was like, Jesus. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that was dumb.
The only time my parents would say that is if I got a good grade. You got an A. You know, I'd expect that from your brother. But you, we don't expect that from you.
What is your story involving a car? 206-803-ROCK.
Sad but true.
What makes it even better is you're one of the more intelligent people I know.
But I just, school wasn't,
right,
man.
I get it.
Yeah. I'd expect this A from your brother. What do you do?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do it.
As the tickets went on sale this morning for Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday special there.
Yeah.
Going down December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett, we have Brent Smith from Shinedown joining the show coming up at 4:30. In the meantime, our question, what is your story involving a car? 206-803-ROCK.
You know, just a quick note, how many times do you think we've interviewed Brent and or Shinedown?
About five or six.
Five or six. He's never invited us on stage.
I'm
just saying, you know, we're here doing our job. We're like, no, please
well,
join
all,
us.
You know,
but they've never done a concert. Well, he says, hey, guys, real quick, if the men's room's here, just come up on stage.
In all fairness to those guys, too, the last two or three times they've been in town,
yeah,
they've had a Saturday night show.
Mm-hmm.
Or the last time they actually could have come in. But
I would say last time they could have been here, man.
It was like a Tuesday.
I know, yeah. So they could have come in.
What do you got going on Tuesday? Nothing.
But either way, like Brent. Typically, since we don't work on the weekends, you know, they're not coming into town 2 days early or a day early or whatever.
I know, I'm just saying,
whatever the deal is.
All the times we've spoken to them.
Well, ask
one
him.
Time,
ask him.
You know what?
Ask him.
I will.
I think we should ask him for a couple things.
What else do you want?
Well, he's from Tennessee.
True.
So I love that. I love Rocky Top.
What about just bringing some whiskey? You're in the epicenter.
Just.
What, you want him to sing, right? You want to do a duet?
Gift him of a song?
Well, maybe he could play it for me.
Would you join him on stage to sing Rocky Top?
I will join him on stage.
Okay, but you won't sing Rocky Top. Even if you said, "The Ted Smith, come on, man."
Do you know the lyrics to Rocky Top?
I know most of them.
You'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old
yeah.
Rocky Top.
Well, you know, because a lot of people get their corn from a jar. And it's too rocky to grow it on Rocky Top. I'd have to dive.
We'll give you a lyric sheet.
I guess I could learn. I don't know. I don't think people are paying tickets to hear me sing.
But they never expressly bought the tickets to not hear you sing.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Let's see what he says.
Just saying.
Our question, what's your story involving a car? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So this story was about 20 years ago. I'm still into cars, but I had a modified car that had stupid loud exhaust. It was one of those cars where you literally could hear it coming from about a mile away.
Right.
Neighbors loved you.
Yeah. I would usually roll down the hill with the car off and then start it about six houses away.
All right. There you go.
What's the famous exhaust system that everybody had? Like the dual exhaust, something exhaust. Anyhow,
like the cams or something.
Like this guy, like my buddy had it on his truck because he thought it was awesome. And then eventually he's like, I go to work at 5 a.m. I had to get rid of it.
Oh, yeah.
There's a bunch of different brands like Magnaflow and HKS and all sorts of stuff out there.
All right.
So so I lived in Renton and I got pulled over one day and I got a ticket for excessive noise to broken or missing exhaust.
All right.
And
how much is that ticket, by the way?
It was $380.
Damn. Okay.
Went to court, showed the judge the receipt from the exhaust system that I had purchased, and I said, I have a complete exhaust system. There's nothing missing or broken. And he dismissed the case. Well, this happened a total of eight times.
Same ticket each time?
Same ticket each time, same judge. He started getting really irritated with me because I would show up and I'd be like, here's the receipt.
So, I mean, do they have any authority? Like, look, I'm not saying it's not loud. I'm just saying that what you've accused me of is not correct.
The ninth time it happened, the officer finally wrote the ticket different. It was a different officer, and he wrote the ticket for excessive noise due to modified exhaust.
Aha! There you go.
Ted, what was the deal with the ticket you got when your car caught on fire?
Oh, right. So my car's on fire. By the time I realize it, I park it outside my apartment complex.
So how far did you drive the car while it was on fire?
Well, DC to Baltimore?
It's about an hour.
About 45 minutes.
Hour 15 minutes.
Right. And it is spewing black smoke the whole time.
Yeah. Do you realize this?
Yes.
Okay.
And I call, my sister at the time was engaged to a Guatemalan named Ricardo, who worked at the car dealer or the mechanic shop. And I said, hey, man, it is spewing a lot of smoke. And he goes, yeah, man, it's an engine cleaner.
Because you had taken it there, like a week before?
There was so much stuff wrong with it. This is the first day I've gotten this car back.
Right, because you had taken it to that guy, right?
Correct.
Right, and so he's trying to convince you that the smoke from the engine cleaner that he and or his coworkers
it's burning off.
Yeah.
Right, he's like, man, it's burning off. That's how he talks, right?
Right.
And that's the whole thing. People are like, your car's on fire. I thought they said you had a flat tire. I'm like, this guy's crazy. But when I pull
you're
off...
going the wrong way!
Right, when I pull off on the exit, now I can see the smoke coming out from underneath. And I'm like, this isn't good. So I park in front of my building. You can hear the crackling of the fire. So I look under my hood just enough. You can see the fire. Run in, get a fire extinguisher. By the time I get out there, there's two other dudes with fire extinguishers. It's gonna blow!
Right.
This and that. We get the fire out. The whole car is covered in soot from fire extinguisher. And then it's like 10:45. We used to go on the air at 11.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't really think about it. Walk up to work, come home, and some cop had scraped away the soot from the fire extinguisher and gave me a ticket for parking too close to a hydrant.
Which, to me, is the greatest irony of the whole thing.
Right. Like, he wiped it away. And it's like...
Did you ever pay that ticket?
I don't...
I mean, because the tickets, it's more about the car itself, right?
Or is it about
the license? Is it about your personal driving record?
So here's the deal. It is the car. So the car didn't work. So when I got home and saw this ticket, I parked it on a different part, right?
Yeah.
And then just left it there. Now, truthfully, I almost died. Because when Ricardo came to look at it, he's like, oh, no, man, it's not good. It's your gas line. Damn, Ricardo.
Thanks, Ricardo.
So then it sat out there. And then, yeah, one day at work, I get a call from some cop. And he's like, hey, we impounded your car. And I went, keep it.
Right.
It doesn't work. And he kind of was thrown off. He's like, I don't think that's how it works. And I said, well, it does. I don't want it.
You have it.
I said, you impounded it. And he's like, hang on. I'll call you back. And then they were like, well, you got to pay something to get it out of the lot. So then
I don't want it out of the lot.
Right. So then you had to go to the lot. I still had to end up paying $250 just for, like, it's like, all right, just.
But you took it to the lot, and I don't want it.
Right.
So,
and if I don't want it, like, I guess eventually it would have got to my license. But that was kind of my point with the cop. I was like, you impounded it. The point of impounding cars is that you think people want it back. I don't want it back.
The cop told me when they found my stolen scooter.
Yeah.
He said, would you like me to leave it here, or would you like me to take it to the impound lot? I said, where is it? And he told me where in U District it was. So I called a buddy I knew who had a truck. This was a 50cc scooter. Between the two of us, we could pick it up and throw it in the back.
Sure.
Put it in a truck.
Yeah. So we drive there. You know, like, he comes down. We get in the truck, go down there, and I call the cop back. And I'm like, hey, it's not where you said it was. He's like, oh, we impounded it. And I'm like, then why did you call me and ask me if we should leave it here? Because I thought the people who stole it probably just stole it again.
Right.
Or whatever. I didn't know. But he was like, no, we took it to the impound lot. I'm like,
but when he called you, you said, just leave it there and I'll grab it, right?
A or B, would you like to do this or that? And I said, I would like to do that.
He only wanted to know what you would like. Clearly, that's not what they're going to do.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell, dude?
But you're right, Ted. They impound your vehicle because they think you want it back. And you're like, correct. I don't want it back. And this is what kidnappers learn with me. They said, we have your kid. I'm like, yeah, but you assume I want it back.
Yeah. Well, they told
me. Then they're like, well, you got to give us something. Same thing. Yeah. But you took them. Yeah.
That's what I told the people at the impound lot under I-5. The same place where the woman was eating her sandwich while the only person in there. So she goes, you have to do something with this scooter. I said, no, I don't. The scooter was brought here against my wishes. You figure it out now. What is your story involving a car? 206-803-RON.
It's like, I remember years ago leaving a Maryland game at halftime. And the guy's like, you can't re-enter. I go, what? And he goes, you can't re-enter. I was like, they're down 30.
I'm not coming back.
Right? Like, you think I want to come back in and watch this?
Yeah.
Dumbass.
What do you say?
I think he called me rude. But I mean, I was just pissed.
He called me rude.
Well, because he said it twice. I was like, what? It's like, yeah, obviously. Right? It's like, and I'm not the only one.
So you're walking out when he said this?
Yeah.
Yeah. No reentry.
How many other people are leaving at that?
Oh, time? I thought you were trying to get back in.
No, no, no. I was leaving, but same thing. Kind of like the impound lot. I had no intention of coming back
right.
in.
Right, right.
Right? Like, they're down 30. They end up losing by, like, 40. They're just like, you can't come back in. Thanks for the warning.
Cool.
Yeah,
right.
Jesus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.